Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. I have to talk about the shootings of the kids because it's an important topic that's not going to go away and shouldn't go away, in that there are child killers on an international level who are far worse than Adam Lanza. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, for example, promises to kill every Jew in Israel and then in the whole world, including all the Jewish children. He was invited, of course, to Columbia University and to the United Nations, and yet he's a child killer along the lines of Adam Lanza, but far more competent than Adam Lanza. And we mustn't forget that there are people very much like Adam Lanza who are so intelligent that they become world leaders, like Ahmadinejad. And he had has his defenders right here in the White House. In fact, I think they applauded him at the Democrat National Convention, if I'm not mistaken. Well, at least 30% of them did. I want to talk tonight about the fact that I was the only one in the media to call it, and I'm not happy to say it. On Friday, when this horrendous act occurred, I went on the air, and I gave you my analysis. And the only thing that we have in talk radio is our credibility. Never forget that. The most important thing you can remember tonight in the Savage Nation is that I said to you, at the end of the day, I don't care how entertaining we are, how funny we are, how exciting we are, what guests we have, there's only one reason that we will survive in talk radio, and I've survived 18 years, and that is our ability to analyze events and be proven that we were correct in our analysis. And I'm usually right. If I've been wrong, I've said I'm wrong. I'm never wrong. I've almost never been wrong on issues that are, let us say, big issues. Small issues I can make mistakes on. On Friday's program, I went on the air, and I said that only a forensic psychiatrist can do a correct analysis of this subhuman. And then I said that he probably killed out of jealousy, that he was jealous of the children. Came out today that the madman, I call him not a madman, but the subhuman, who slaughtered the children and the six adults, was not only afraid of the mother who was about to commit him to a psychiatric facility because he was burning himself with a cigarette lighter. He should have been committed when he was a child, incidentally. There's no curing certain illnesses. Some people are born bad, some people are born crazy, and most of them cannot be fixed. Most of them cannot be fixed, unfortunately. And he should have been put into a mental hospital many, many years ago, but as you well know, the extreme liberal elements in America who now want to seize the guns prevented him from being institutionalized, saying it would violate his personal freedoms. There was another element that came out. Not only was he afraid of being institutionalized by his mother, who had fundamentally given up on him, he was very jealous, very, very jealous of the children in the kindergartens that his mama volunteered at. Most of the victims were first graders that people believe Nancy Lanza may have worked with last year. And they say, well, read it yourself. The subhuman was jealous of the kids he killed. I linked it up from Fox News on michaelsavage.com. The fact of the matter is, I'm not trying to make something out of this that makes me better, but I'm trying to establish something with you. What's the purpose of listening to me or anyone else in talk radio? There are 75 radio stations in every city, you know, big cities. How many outlets do you have on the internet? Thousands? Movies? Whatever? If my analysis is of any value to you, you'll continue to listen. And if I am not going to tell you that my analysis is usually correct, who's going to tell you? Who's going to tell you? Others in the business are going to tell you. I have to tell you. So I'm telling you that on Friday's program, I told you. And what I want to do for you is first play from Friday's program, Savage predicts shooter killed out of jealousy. Listen now from Friday's show. Why did this lunatic child kill these little babies? Well, how do you understand psychosis? Well, no one can really understand it except experts in the field, but I'm going to hazard a guess. Because at a certain point in life, you can pretty much figure anything out if you apply common sense to it. Mother, son. Okay. Son's got some mental problems, personality disorder. He's on drugs. Mother's afraid of the son. Son hates the mother because he's deranged to begin with. Mother is a teacher or a teacher's aide. She buries herself in the children because they're innocent and beautiful. The crazed son who killed the children starts to become jealous of the children in the classroom because the mother loves them so much and she doesn't love him so much. Boy kills the children to get even with mommy after killing her. I'm giving you what I would think a forensic psychiatrist would produce in his report if he had to do such a report.
Okay. And if I wasn't in talk radio, I would be a good analyst for the CIA. And if I wasn't a good analyst for the CIA, I'd be a good analyst for the FBI. I'm sure they have their own analysts who are good. They probably are rejected on a regular basis because it has to go through the filter of the liberal establishment before any analysis is accepted as valid. Nevertheless, let's stick to we the people. The phone number here is 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I want to now begin by blaming the people who should be blamed, which are those in the movies and those who make the video games who have triggered the insanity that is raging in the world right now. Let's begin first with a man who I think should be stopped before he kills more. Now, he didn't do it directly. Guys like Taranto, whatever his name is, says that he's just a modern-day Shakespeare. Guys like Weinstein say that there should be gun control after he made his fortune by basically ingraining in the minds of tens of millions of people the use of weapons for fun. So here is Tarantino. Is that his name? I don't know. Quentin Tarantino? Or am I thinking of somebody else? Listen to what he says in clip three. Clip three, I just said.
Violent movies can affect people's behavior and creates violent real life behavior.
I don't agree with that at all. It's a horrible tragedy. I mean, what are you going to say about it? I mean, it's horrible. But yeah, at the same time, I don't think it has anything to do with that. But this has gone back all the way down to Shakespeare's days. All right, when there's violence.
Oh, shut up! Shut up, you liar! What do you mean Shakespeare's day? You're comparing yourself to Shakespeare? So let's lay the blame where the blame belongs. Then you have Samuel L. Jackson Jr., who was a good actor until he tried to become a politician, and then he showed his stupidity, where he says today, although he's one of the stars of the new Quentin Tarantino-directed, Harvey Weinstein-produced movie, another violent piece of filth from the Hollywood sewer, says, I don't think it's about gun control. He said, I don't think movies or video games have anything to do with it, Jackson added. He said, we need to stop deranged people from getting access to guns. I think that's true, Sam, but you also need to stop deranged people from making the movies that you made your fortune in. Did you hear what I said? Here is Colorado Governor, a Colorado governor, you may not have heard, John Hinkelooper, who has the guts to talk about video games. Listen to clip one now.
Certainly the culture of violence, and look at the level of violence in our media, video games, the depiction of these assault weapons again and again, there might well be some direct connection between people who have a mental instability, and they when they go over the edge, they transpose themselves. They become part of one of those video games. And perhaps that's
all right. Well,
where,
we got the picture. Now, on the second article I linked up from the New York Post on michaelsavage.com is my headline. Subhuman child killer was avid video gamer. I'll repeat it if you missed it. Subhuman child killer was avid video gamer. Very important. What I want to play for you now is one of the video games. It's a commercial promoting violence in the Call of Duty 3 in clip 6. Play clip 6 so that people can hear what's going out into the minds of our children. Listen to clip 6.
Okay, game on.
Watch and learn.
Should I use the knife?
Watch and learn.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, rated M for mature.
Hang the announcer, hang the manufacturer, hang the distributor.
That's all. It's real simple. That's what a sane society would do. Burn the video games. Burn them in a giant pyre. The fact of the matter is, if you listen to that very carefully, and I happen to be a student of brainwashing, I've studied brainwashing since I'm about 17 years old. If you listen to that Call of Duty commercial, you will hear elements of brainwashing that were used by many regimes through the ages, but perfected to the nth degree by the many psychiatrists, psychologists, and others hired by the vile manufacturer of such an item to brainwash children into buying their product. Now, what did they add? Did you hear a woman sighing when they were killing and cutting someone's throat? She said, yeah, do it. Then you heard this subtle statement, the subliminal message of listen and learn or watch and learn. Again, the Adam Lanzas were watching and learning from the time they were little boys. So, yes, I would say we should ban violent video games. I say we should greatly curtail the Tarantinos, the Weinsteins, the violence in movies. I think it needs to be done. It's very easy to do. Don't make it more complicated than it is. It's not that complicated to stop the gratuitous violence. And please don't compare movies such as Saving Private Ryan and the violence inherent in a picture about war with violence that is simply for violence, the sake of violence. Question to you, the audience of the Savage Nation, is should we censor movies? Should we censor violent video games? Let's make it real simple. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Here's a vote. Traffic is everywhere. Tough night out there. Westbound 237, north first crash. Middle lane is blocked. Have a stall. Northbound 280, connector to northbound 880. Right lane is blocked there. East Bay, northbound 242 at Grant Street. It's a stalled dump truck in the right lane. And we've got an accident being reported eastbound 24 heading for the Caldecott Tunnel. Should just be out of the lanes right now. Heavy traffic trying to get to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, especially on the San Francisco City streets. I'm Dave Fouch, KSFO.
This is a public notice for those currently in the market for a refinance. For the first time in recent history, wholesale interest rates are now being made available to the general public. While interest rates have hit all-time lows, the Wall Street Journal reported that home prices in the second quarter rose from the year-ago period for the first time since 2007. These conditions have opened an unprecedented window for homeowners to take advantage of these interest rates, but only for a limited time. Borrowers can now get 30-year fixed loans at the incredibly low rate of only 3.25%. That's a 30-year fixed loan at 3.25%. To take advantage of these wholesale rate offerings, call 800-951-1200. That's 800-951-1200. And get a 30-year fixed loan at a rate of only 3.25%. Once again, that's 800-951-1200. 800-951-1200. All offers subject to credit approval. Loan based on $417,000 loan amount. APR 3.368. Metropolitan Home Mortgage Incorporated, DBA IntelliLoan, is licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, number 4130924.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing, all necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently, from basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control, often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? GEICO, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from GEICO. It really is as simple as that.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The YP.com website is your local search engine. If you're looking for a good restaurant, it can help you find the right one nearby with ratings and reviews. Or if your car breaks down, you can use the YP app to find the closest repair shop. Or maybe you're just looking for something to do on a Friday night. Well, it has great local coupons for all sorts of things in your area. No matter what, when, or where, if you're looking for something, YP Local Search can help you find it. So go to YP.com or download the app to search local, find local, and save local.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
So you have a genocidal maniac who kills children and shoots himself. You have a genocidal world leader named Ahmadinejad who threatens to kill millions of people, invited to the UN. You have pathological liars in the United States government, like Hillary Clinton, in my estimation, who says that she fell and had a concussion, therefore she can't testify about Benghazi. And we're supposed to believe her? There's no medical report. And we're now living in the Soviet Union where someone from the Politburo just says something, and because we have no press, the press is owned by General Electric and others like GE, so we're supposed to believe the Politburo chiefs who tell us they can't testify. This is the world we're living in, and you wonder why kids are going insane. All right, so we have to do the best we can. Let's start by banning violent video games. Should they be censored? Should they be banned? Who should censor them? Let's begin with Amy on the Savage Nation on KSFO. Amy, go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael, I believe there should be censorship. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, that's simple, straight up. Now the question is, who's going to do the censoring? If you let the government do the censoring, you know they're going to be bought off by the video game manufacturers. If you let the government say, oh, don't worry, we'll get to the bottom of the movie violence. We'll have a commission study, and I guess we'll be on the commission. Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. That's will be on the commission. So who's going to be the censor? Who will watch the watchers was asked by an ancient Roman. It was an ancient Roman who said, who will watch the watchers? We the people should watch the watchers. Good luck. KLIF in Texas, haven't heard from this station in a while. Great outlet. Chris, thanks for calling from KLIF. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just want to comment on this. All these kids that are doing these violence. You look at the guy from Colorado, this kid right here. There's something weird about every one of them. They've all had problems with their mothers, or they have. You know, this guy right here, he hasn't talked to his brother in 2 years. The dad was out of the picture. You can just pull all these pictures up of all these killers, and it doesn't take a genius to figure out they're all, you know, there's something off in their family. And I also want to point out one more thing. When an illegal immigrant commits a violent crime, how come we don't hear about it in the news?
Well, that's because it's a triple standard. When a Muslim kills 13 and wounds 30 for life, such as Major Nadal Hassan with the Fort Hood massacre, it's not even a terrorist act. In fact, it didn't even occur. To Obama and the Secretary of the Army, there was no Fort Hood massacre. So you're asking a question for which there's an obvious answer. Thank you for the call. Naples, Florida. Joy, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I just could not agree with you more when you are talking about the video games and
right.
Tarantino movies with Weinberg. I just have to call and say I agree with you. I wish there was a way to vote that out somehow.
Yeah, well, very good luck to vote on it with Obama in the White House, who's focusing on guns, not the violence in our children's brains put there by the purveyors of violence in the video game world and the movie world. Hey, you know what I'm going to do, Joy? I want to spread some joy. I'm going to send you a copy of my happy book. I'm going to start again today because it's almost Christmas. Train Tracks. It's a beautiful book. No one gets killed. No one gets shot. There is a gun in the book. It's me on a rifle team. Stay on the line. We'll send you a free copy of Train Tracks. There's only one gun in the entire book. It's a picture of yours truly on the high school rifle team. And I want to remind you, why is that so important to me? It was a different time. Jamaica High School, a championship rifle team before kids went crazy on medications. Top row, third from the right is me. I have a check over the head of the in the high school yearbook, me. And here are the boys holding Mossberg 22 caliber rifles. They were incredible. I can still smell the gunpowder in my nostrils. It was a great relief from chemistry, geometry, history, social studies, to go down into the basement of the high school and release some tension shooting paper targets. Nobody shot themselves. Nobody shot another boy. Nobody ran through the hall with the rifle. The people who taught us were all World War II or Korean vets, basically, I think at that period, of course. And we respected guns. We were taught to respect guns. It's another time. It's in Train Tracks. And you have to understand that I bring a certain perspective to the radio. And I maybe, you know, maybe it's a perspective that's antiquated. It's possible. But maybe, on the other hand, it's not antiquated. It could be my perspective is very important. I'll let you be the judge of that. I don't want to overplay the position here, but I told you that on Friday I hazarded a guess that he was jealous of the children. Are you looking for a motive? There's the motive. It came out today. Okay? So my analysis is usually accurate. My credibility is built upon my ability to analyze. That's why you listen to me. You have options to listen to music or sports right now, and you're not doing it. More to come on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSVO. Evening classes at San Jose City College have been canceled because the school is on lockdown while police search for a reported gunman. There have been no shots fired. Bay Area gun shops report businesses is booming as people buy weapons before the government enacts new gun controls. One gun shop says sales are up 50% since the Connecticut school shootings. Taking a look at the roadways, lots of heavy traffic southbound 280 after Guadalupe Parkway. Have an accident. Second lane from the left is blocked. Eastbound 24 at Broadway, crash on the ramp there. It looks like that's partially blocking. And there's another accident eastbound 24 after Claremont. That's pushed off to the right. right shoulder. Northbound 242, Grant Street in Concord, right lane blocked, dump truck stalled out there. And heading to Hayward, southbound 880 at Industrial, it's a stalled truck on the off-ramp blocking one of the lanes. I'm Dave Fowler, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Here's a crazy mortgage idea from Cash Call. If you refinanced your mortgage with someone else into a 10, 15, or 30-year fixed rate in the last 18 months, Cash Call can redo your loan at a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. This is so easy. Whatever fixed rate you have, we'll lower it on the same terms and we'll pay for everything. No deposits, no fees. You'll just need to do the regular paperwork, most of which you've already done, and we'll do the rest. For example, say you closed your 15-year refi last year at a rate of 4%. We'll close you again at 2.5% rate and APR. You pay nothing. No deposits, no fees. Easy. Call 866-590-CASH and ask for the do-over refi.
Must own no other properties, no self-employment. Other credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 38512.
The do-over. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Jingle all the way to Cache Creek Casino Resort starting December 3rd. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day, January 1st. Come on in and cozy up to free daily slot tournaments from 2 to 10 p.m. And the winning is so delightful when every round winner receives a free buffet. Plus, we're giving away sleighfuls of bonus play. We'll wrap up $500 in bonus play every day for the top three tournament scores. Plus, we'll deck the halls with even more bonus play. After you earn 1,000 points each day, swipe at any red kiosk for your guaranteed bonus play prize. If you have a little competitive spirit to go with your holiday spirit, then Cache Creek is the place for you. This is the most winningful time of the year. Tis the season of slot tournaments till New Year's Day. Buffets, bonus play, and lots of winners every single day. Only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for more information.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry leading 2-year warranty with free annual reinspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name's Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
We're not talking about gun control in a Savage Nation tonight. We're talking about video game control, movie control, and politician control. If you care to join the conversation, the phone number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Everyone who gets on the air gets a free copy of Michael Savage's autobiographical book, Train Tracks. Let's go to the first caller hanging in there, Paul on WABC in New York. Thank you, Paul. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'd just like to say you're such an articulate voice of clarity that I'm exceptionally grateful for the positions that you take and how you express yourself. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm a security guard. And I am a card-carrying, a pistol-licensed New York stater. And I think you made a great point last night that there should be security guard personnel, armed security guard personnel in all schools.
Absolutely.
What I really want to ask you is, do you think that there's going to be some liability coming up after the sadness dies down against the buck to his mother because of her irresponsibility, the way she handled her weapons?
Well, there's no doubt a group of vultures who've flown in already from NYU law, Columbia law, Yale law, Harvard law, and the other denizens of lower living. I would say every ambulance chaser from New York City is already circling the town. Probably the motels are filled with them. They'll need a biohazard suit to clean the rooms after they leave and go back home. They're circling. They will bankrupt not only the mother's estate, but these vulture lawyers will bankrupt the school district. They'll bankrupt the entire county. By the time they get through, they'll bankrupt the state of Connecticut. Any other questions? That's all. I mean, that's one man's opinion. That's the society we live in. The vile legal profession is such that they're trying to blame an entire state, a county, a school district, and the mother herself for what this subhuman did. And unfortunately, they'll stock the jury with like-minded lunatics. They'll get, you know, experts that they could hire, like hookers off the street from Harvard, from NYU, from Columbia, people with many, many degrees after their names, psychiatrists, doctors, who will swear that the school district is liable because these guys are cheap. You can buy them for about $300 a visit. And they were professional witnesses. They travel around the circuit. You can have them say anything you want. Both sides, by the way, of the issue. Daily Caller says, where's Hillary Clinton's medical report? And we're supposed to just take her word for it? Yeah. Sure, she hurt her head. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Florida, Archie, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage. I wanted to offer a concern that I have about this topic. I do believe that many video games and movies are quite vile and toxic for people to consume as entertainment. However, my fear is that other types of speech that we hold very dear may also not be protected in the future if we open the door to censorship. I just have a concern about that.
Okay, let's deal with that. That's the slippery slope argument, which is used by the left all the time. It's now being used by people on the right. And concerned citizens should think about these things. Let's start with talk radio. I am bound by rules already. I can't yell fire in a crowded theater, neither can you. You can be held liable for that. You understand that, correct?
Yes.
And I have limitations on what I can and would say in talk radio. I can't get up here and advocate violence. I wouldn't last another minute in the radio business. I don't need anyone to censor me. I've been censoring myself for 18 years. So I don't think that they're going to censor us for our political opinions. They already have rules which say you can't call for anyone's death on a radio show, as they should. So I don't know what it is that you fear. What could they do?
Well, perhaps, as they try to censor radio, let's say that someone was using a figure of speech such as let's destroy the left, for example, on this idea or topic. Maybe they would... you know, try to say, oh, look, he's advocating violence, even though we know that's not the case.
Well, but they do it already. They do it already. The politicians who are trying to seize guns, such as Turban Durbin, who called our Marines Nazis and fascists, the very same Durbin, who's now trying to take away the Second Amendment, is joined by Blumenthal, another fine liberal, in line to become another goose-stepping left-wing fanatic. You look at those who are trying to ban the Second Amendment. Every last one of them thinks they're a liberal. If they actually looked at themselves clearly in the mirror, they would see something quite different. Emerging from their chest, from the hidden uniform underneath their suits, would be a different symbol than that of the dove. KSFO, San Francisco. Hutch, you're on the Savage Nation.
I want to thank you for your service to the nation, Dr. Savage, first of all. And you struck a nerve. I, too, fired on a high school rifle team. And I realized how much the country had changed. I actually learned to shoot. I'm 51 years old. I learned to shoot when I was 10 or 11 at a very liberal, Episcopal-run summer camp. And
amazing.
That's totally banned now, but that's how much it's changed.
Yes, yes. And you know why? You know why boys and girls were taught how to shoot when they were children in those days? For self-defense, number one, and for national security, number two. The wise elders of the country realized that we needed young people to become familiar with weapons so the nation could defend itself from enemies foreign. And we have lost that concept because we have total morons running the country.
Absolutely. And it was progressive. When my grandfather went to that same camp, they had pugilism. They had boxing and everything else. And I think what we've seen with these mass shooters, they all have some kind of problem. When you and I went to school and we lost playing some sports game or even individual competition, when we lost, and we were taught how to lose. These children have not been taught how to lose. With this,
well, that's interesting. The whole concept. No, you're making an extremely important point, which is the liberal doxology, the doxies of the liberal establishment, which is that everyone is equal, no one should lose, everyone's a winner. Well, some kids are losers in certain things or in all things. They can't be equal to the heroes in all things. How many times did you lose as a kid? I lost an awful lot. I got punched in the nose. I saw stars in the hallway of a high school. A kid hit me real hard. I almost went down a flight of stairs. I learned not to get punched in the nose again from a kid walking up behind me, for example. Right now, I learned never to trust anyone walking behind me on the staircase. In gym, for example, these were hard men who were gym teachers. We had to climb ropes. I don't know if you remember it. There were ropes hanging from the ceiling that were used in the military in my high school. And we had to climb up these ropes with knots in them. Did you have that in your high school?
We did, Dr. Savage. We actually had poles that were suspended up on the ceiling, and they lowered them down. And when we were in gym class, it was a military formation.
And what I'm getting at is this. It was so hard to climb that rope. You had to fight every fear in yourself if you were slightly afraid of heights or you weren't that strong. But you didn't want to fail in front of that gym class. You struggled to climb as high as you could. So there'd be no shame if you didn't reach the ceiling. If they saw you tried, then they slapped you on the back. But if they saw you were a punk and wimped out on the ground and started to whine and say, I can't do it, you had no respect from any of the other boys in that gymnasium. That is the country that I grew up in. You think it was easy to climb the rope for everybody? Some kids couldn't do it, but they tried to do it. Now they took the ropes down so that everybody's an equal wimp.
I agree with you 100%. And again, I think the learning to lose concept is something that we have to initiate. I mean, it's just...
Because defeat is part of life, Hutch. Defeat not only in school, but defeat in business, in love, in personal goals is very much a part of the life process. And if a child is taught, oh, good shot, Johnny, when the kid... You know, the bat flew out of his hand and hit someone in the head. Great, Johnny. Some kids are terrible ball players. I wasn't a good ball player. But you know what? I wanted to succeed at something. Well, I found out that I'm good at certain things. I can write books. I can speak well. I can do radio. I can be a good father, I hope. So you find out what you can do well. If you don't know what you can't do well, how can you know what you can do well? Am I right, Hutch?
You're absolutely right. And we're lucky that you found your calling, sir.
I'll give you another example, and I'll admit it right on this show. Maybe it's a failing, maybe it isn't. When I was a young boy, my dream was to be a naval aviator. I had pictures of carrier decks on my ceiling. I had pictures of airplanes that flew on carrier decks. I wanted to go to the U.S. Air Force Academy, but guess what? They didn't want me. I wanted to go to Annapolis. It was way before affirmative action, where they take every moron that they could possibly get their hands on and turn them into a naval graduate or a U.S. Air Force Academy graduate. I had no chance to get into any of those schools, and so I didn't become what I wanted to become. I found that, number two, I couldn't fly either. I can pilot a boat very well. I'm not afraid of the water, but I found out that I don't have whatever the skill is required of a combat pilot, I don't have those skills. They're remarkably important skills, and they should be encouraged in young men and young women. I didn't have them. So what did I do? Go boo-hoo about it. You go on in life. You find out what you can do. Hutch, I'm sending you a copy of Train Tracks, and you'll see the track that I've been on since I'm a boy. Always struggling. Life is a struggle, for God's sakes. As Eugene O'Neill said, success is a stale finale. It's the struggle that is the success. I grew up on that, but who taught me that? Me. I read Eugene O'Neill, and I loved reading that. Or when he wrote Long Day's Journey Into Night, I was too young to understand what he meant. I sort of understood it. He turned out he was a heroin addict. Because he was so unhappy, but he was a brilliant playwright. And what does that mean? It means that you can struggle through your addictions and still be a great, great something if you have talent and if you have the fortitude to continue trying and struggling. Father and Son at the Gun Range, 1980s, middle picture of Train Tracks. You know, there are two guns in the books. There's two. And if you look at the guns, I'm holding an AR-15, which I got rid of because it's now banned because of Dianne Feinstein, out at the Circle S Ranch in Marin County. And my son is holding the Ruger Mini 14. I bought both of them in 1982. Do you know when I bought these guns? You'll never believe when I bought these guns. Do you know why I bought these assault rifles, even though I had young children in the house? When I read that the Mini 14 was a favorite gun of the American Nazis, and that the AR-15 was the favorite gun of the white supremacists at the time, I went and bought one of each. I said, well, what's good enough for them is good enough for me. Like cures like. Or in this case, maybe like kills like. I'll be right back.
Savage.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Here's a little traffic northbound 101 3rd Avenue, San Mateo. It's stalled car, second lane from the left. Traffic pretty much backed up to Marsh Road. Southbound 101 slow from the airport. Northbound 880 slow out of San Jose, pretty much from Highway 280 to 238. A couple of fender benders here and there along the way. Eastbound 84 slow from Thornton now as you head over to the freeway. Northbound 680, Walnut Creek, earlier problems clear. Traffic northbound 680 sluggish out of San Ramon. Eastbound 24 slow through Lafayette. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
This president is an ideologue. This president is an incompetent.
Weekdays at 3.
This president is dimwitted. There, I said it. Write it down, Ted Koppel.
Mark Levin.
America, have you had enough of this president and his idiot Secretary of State? That's right, she's an idiot too. Look at the world. Half of it's up in flames, and the other half hates our guts. And our allies can't even rely on us.
Mark Levin, 3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This holiday season, Chevy's giving more. Stop into your local Chevy dealer for great deals, like the EPA-estimated 42-mile-per-gallon Highway Cruise Eco, or more seating in the roomy 8-passenger Traverse. So hurry in for great deals during Chevy's calendar year-end event.
Sweet Jack's giving away one gift a day for free to people like me. Enter every day for the next 12 days. Seriously, call Star Star SJ. That's Star Star 75 from your mobile phone now to unlock today's gift and start winning big.
No purchase necessary. Enter online at SweetJack.com.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Do you wish your investment advisor was more interested in providing advice than in selling you financial products? The feeling's mutual. And would you like them to actively manage your account and keep you informed instead of chasing them for advice? The feeling is mutual. Because here at the Mutual Fund Store, we don't sell products, we build investments. And we track them over time to help you reach your goals. The client comes first at the Mutual Fund Store with custom investment plans to fit your goals, not ours. To learn more about our personalized approach to investment advice or to find a location and advisor closest to you, visit MutualFundStore.com.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The massacre by the subhuman last Friday has made it difficult for me to sleep because I lay awake at night and I see the children and I imagine them crying and screaming and messing themselves as they're being slaughtered with nobody to come to help them. I don't know what to do. I just can't imagine what these little babies felt from this subhuman who took out all of his failures on them. And if I hear one more so-called therapist talk about how we failed the shooter, I feel like reaching through the screen and strangling somebody. I don't want to hear any more about how mental health professionals failed and he didn't need therapy. He needed institutionalization at a very early age, but the ACLU prevented his mother from institutionalizing the subhuman. Connecticut mental health bill recently defeated. It's on michaelsavage.com. The Anti-Christian Liberties Union said the bill would infringe on patients' privacy rights. The mental health bill was recently defeated by the vermin on the left who are now trying to take your gun away. The people who have destroyed America are very much in charge of this government. The Supreme Court has a card-carrying member of the ACLU named Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The Obama administration is peopled by ACLU clones. And these are the people who are telling us to give up our right to defend ourselves. I myself have to tell you, I don't want to be the one without the gun when the people who have guns show up at my door. That's all I can tell you. And I think it's absurd for those protected by Secret Service men to tell us we need no such protection in such a violent society. And if I wanted to do an entire show where I say liberals only, are you in favor of gun control or would you rather continue to own your gun? I can assure you 80% of the callers who identify as liberals or progressives would say, no, I want the right to own a gun because they fear the conservatives. The thing you have to know about liberals is ultra liberals are terrified that one day they'll pay for the crimes against society of what they do to us on a daily basis. So that's why they love guns. They're afraid you're coming for them. Now, there are gunophobes out there, genuine gunophobes. You see them on television. These are people who are terrified at the sound of a car backfiring. If a car backfires, they have to call a therapist, whether it's Sunday or August. In fact, a Sunday in August wouldn't prevent Bloomberg from calling a therapist, I can assure you, if he hears a car backfiring. Schumer is another one that looks like a classic gunophobe. They've never fired a Daisy BB gun, let alone a 22 caliber rifle. We don't need to turn to them for opinions on the Second Amendment. Men far greater than them gave us the Second Amendment, and we're not going to permit the Lilliputians to take it away from us. And never forget that. The most important part of the whole gun debate is that there's nothing to debate. These Lilliputians who want to seize your guns did not grant you the right to have guns. It was embedded in the Bill of Rights in the Second Amendment. They have as much right to take that away from you as they have the right to take away the First Amendment or the sun itself. They may as well take away drinking water or sunlight as take away one of the amendments to the Constitution. So the Lilliputians have to be told, no, you have no such power, sir. You're nothing but a footnote in history. Nobody will remember you, Bloomberg or Schumer or Durbin. You're nobody. Far greater men than you gave people the right to defend themselves against the British Army. That's where it came from. The British Army, that is where the Second Amendment came from if you study your history. WABC, Meg, you're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Dr. Savage, you are beyond brilliant. You are my hero, my teacher, my mentor. Wow. I am a 46-year-old woman who lives in Sandy Hook, Connecticut. I have two children, a 13-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Uh-oh.
My absolute hardest job as a parent is to convince my 13-year-old son of the devastation and the violence of video games.
Because, but here's the thing. First of all, he's not alone. I have friends who have children that age who are addicted to violent video games. So all the kids are. They're all hooked on them.
Well, would you help me? I mean, you talked about banning them. I think they should be banned 100%. I think a coalition should be started here in Newtown. We are the...
Well, you know how... Well, okay, you should be the mother, right in your town. Pardon me, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, mad, right?
Yes.
Why don't you start a group called Mothers Against Violent Video Games? M-A-V-V. M-A-V-V,
exactly.
Mothers Against Violent Video Games. See if you can get 10 million signatures within a year. I can guarantee you, I'll help you. And start at Newton, Connecticut. That would stop this vile... this violence coming out of the minds of these video manufacturers. It would also send a chill through the Tarantinos, the Tarantellas, the Weinsteins, the Spielbergs, and the others whose stock and trade is violent movies. Start with the video games. They're the most vulnerable.
You're telling me 10 million signatures.
You don't really need 10 million. If you got 100,000, you would get Blumenthal to pay attention. Isn't he your... isn't he a senator from your state, old Blumenthal, the ultra... Mr. Lib Blumenthal? Bring him 100,000 signatures banning violent video games. See what happens.
Banning violent video games.
Okay, call it Mothers Against Violent Games. M-A-V-V, M-A-V-G. Mothers Against Violent Games. Mothers Against Violent Video Games. Started in your town. Now, don't tell me that you weren't affected, I hope, directly by this massacre, were you?
I know two of the mothers. There is 9 Catholic funerals this week in my church. I'm going to about 4 of them.
Meg, how do the parents ever come back from this? I mean, between one person to another with many people listening. There's no coming back from this, is there?
Faith. Knowing that the horror of these tragedies will be turned into the paradise of eternity because these children were taken to eternity. That's what our faith teaches us as Catholics.
You're a very lucky woman.
The bridge that they have, there's a bridge, Michael.
I understand, but you know, see, I have a different view of the world. I'd like to strangle anyone who hurts a child. I'd like to annihilate his memory from the earth. I would like to stamp out the DNA from the earth's memory. I don't have such compassion for people who do things like that. You're a lucky woman that you do. I don't like to turn the other cheek. I'd like to tear the other cheek off of the man who did a thing like that. Fortunately for all of us, he did it to himself because God help us all if he had had a trial. Just God help us all if one of those lawyers from Yale came up and talked about his bad childhood. I'm sending you a copy of Train Tracks. God bless you. Mothers Against Violent Video Games. Good idea. Start it.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, we're talking about the massacre. There's nothing else that's on anyone else's mind. And we're focusing on banning violent video games and censoring violence in movies. My new board operator, David, came up with a new name for Tarantino, which is Tarantino. Quentin Tarantino is his new name, according to David. Thank you, David. Maybe the name will stick, and he will become unwelcome in the on the red carpet in the future because people may avoid him as some want to avoid semi-automatic weapons. Maybe they should avoid Tarantino and the Weinstein Productions, whose stock and trade is, of course, violence and pornography in the minds of tens of millions of people around the world. Fear of being committed may have caused Connecticut gunmen to snap. Now he's a gunman. I don't call him a gunman. I call him a subhuman. That's number one, because what he did was beneath the human condition. It's subhumanity that he belonged to. And I don't accept the snap phraseology as part of the pop psychology. Snap. What do you mean by snap? What are we, a rubber band? I keep hearing people snap. The man next to you could snap. What does it mean by snap? Everyone's that fragile that they could snap? When I grew up, people didn't snap. What do you mean they snap? What are they, on medication, so they snap? The medication is the problem in the cases of those who snap. If you look into it, you'll find that many of them are on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which reduce their ability to cope Yeah, initially you may give them a feeling of euphoria because there's too much serotonin in their brains. But whatever goes up must come down, and eventually it comes down. And sometimes it comes down with a crash. Either they throw themselves off a roof or they take a machine gun and kill people. That's your medical establishment for you. They're not going to tell you that any more than the U.S. Army or Obama is going to tell you why they haven't prosecuted the perpetrator of the Fort Hood massacre, Major Nidal Hassan. I mean, there are many things to talk about. Then you have psychopaths in the government itself who get away with virtual murder. They execute foreign leaders and come back and say, we came, we saw, he died, and they laugh about it. And then they're held up on a pedestal like great leaders. And then when they're about to testify at Benghazi, they claim they slipped and fell and hurt their brain with no medical report, like in the ex-Soviet Union or in Greece in the 1950s when the fascist dictatorship ran Greece. We're supposed to believe everything that comes out of the government. Where's Hillary Clinton's medical report? So now you take it all the way down to the level of vulnerable, semi-psychotic children who are exposed to video games, medication, and they don't know what's going, what's right or what's wrong, what's real or what's false, what's true, what's false, what's up, what's down, what's left, what's right, what's good, what's bad, what's pure, what's dirty, what's innocent, what's evil. They don't know who they are because the schools are part of the problem. And we know that. It's a mess. And what do we do about the violence in video games? Well, you could start somewhere. You could throw your hands up and say, there's nothing we can do. The heck with it. I'll just go and go about my business, which is what most people are doing. At first, you get mad, let's say, if you take these things personally, as I do. For some foolish reason, I empathize too much with the death of children. It's because of things that occurred in my life with my own brother, who was institutionalized, even though he never harmed a fly, because he just never could. He was never that way. And so I have tremendous empathy for the innocent and the weak, whether it be pets or farm animals or children who are born in some manner weaker than others. I have great compassion for them. However, not to the extent that you let them hurt other children, which brings it all the way back to the beginning of this child's life. I don't know whether he showed signs of violence when he was young. We do know that she was trying to commit him to a psychiatric facility. The mother was planning to commit the subhuman to a psychiatric facility, according to a lifelong resident of the area who was familiar with the killer's family and several of the victims' families. And, as I predicted on Friday, the modus operandi is that he believed she loved the school more than she loved him, and that she loved these children more than she loved him because he was a sick, broken bird, if you want to put it in that way, and she, as a volunteer, found some joy in the healthy, beautiful children in a classroom. I'm a former teacher, and there's probably the nicest sound on earth is the sound of children in a classroom. It brings back another memory. I remember when I was young, I learned so much from relatives who didn't even know they were teaching me anything. I used to listen in the other room to older people talking. And I remember hearing from relatives from Brooklyn, I couldn't even tell you their names to this day. And one of them had been a teacher. Let's call him Solly. I don't know what his name was. Solly was a teacher, and he left teaching to become a businessman because he wasn't making enough money. And 2 years later, he gave up the business that he had gone into and went back to teaching, I overheard as a young boy. Why did Solly go back to the classroom? Because he heard the laughter and the sounds of the children, and he couldn't get it out of his mind. That's where he wanted to be. So not everybody sets out on life's journey to achieve fame and fortune. Some set out for the sheer joy and love of living and of giving joy and love, and most of them become teachers. Certainly none of them become politicians. I would hope some of them become talk show hosts. I don't know. It's easy to say these things. And forgive me for letting go with a little laughter tonight. It's been awful. It's just been awful being an American these days to see the level that these ultra-liberal politicians will go to the minute there's a tragedy and try to exploit it by taking away a right that they didn't give anyone. They didn't give you the right. The Bill of Rights wasn't written by Durbin and by Schumer and by Blumenthal and by Harry Reid. Harry Reid wrote the Bill of Rights? Nobody wants to take away what he didn't give you. Again, what does that make him, a good man or something other than a good man? And notice who's trying to take away one of the amendments to the Constitution, the Second Amendment in this case. It's the uber-liberalis. It's the uber-liberalis, the good men. Those who care so much about us, like Bloomberg of New York, who cares so much about us that he bans 32-ounce sodas and fat and salt and things of that nature. Now he wants to ban the right to protect yourself from the violent animals stalking the streets of New York who could kick your door in and you'll have no way to protect yourself. Who are you going to call? He, of course, has armed guards, as he should have. I wish I had armed guards, but I don't. And so I use my friends. I have a 10-pound poodle, an attack poodle. I have my two friends, Smith and Wesson, with me at all times. What are you supposed to do? And you just hope that you are lucky. That's all. It's that simple. What would you like to talk about in the Savage Nation? You are open for business. My main question in the last hour was, should we ban video games, in fact, violent video games? Because so many young children are addicted to them, and their brains are being conditioned to kill without feeling. And they start to think everybody is just a sort of a digital image, not even a human being. And then they become what they're looking at themselves. If you study hypnopedia, or if you study brainwashing, however you want to put it, I'm a student of Aldous Huxley's writings, pardon me, goes back a while. If you study brainwashing, even if you don't even know what it is, we've all been subjected to it, whether it be repetitive teaching by a parent, repetitive teaching by a church, repetitive teaching by a teacher. We've all been subjected to brainwashing one way or another. And now you take these children, put them in front of a violent video game where they are conditioned to not only slaughtering without any feeling, but becoming themselves beings without any being. They're nothing. They're automatons. And so now this child, who already was marginal to begin with, he had a mother who loved him, obviously, and she loved him and was afraid of him. And she finally got fed up with him. According to what we learned today, he was burning himself with a lighter, burning his arms, burning his legs, and she couldn't control him anymore. And she was petitioning the court for conservatorship and her plans to have him committed. It was blocked, of course, by the ACLU and by the other good liberals who care oh so much about the rights of the vulnerable in our society, which of course led to this tragedy. Michigan, Don, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Michael, I gotta ask you, hopefully we're not reaching tonight, because I love the Godfather movies and I love the Goodfellas, and I'm Italian. And, I don't want it censored, so what are your
thoughts? All right, but let's look at The Godfather, which was a movie filled with gore and violence, and Coppola made his original fortune with violent movies, as you well know. Coppola, although he was a brilliant director, has long since been a brilliant director. He went on to other things such as Wine and things of that nature. But he made his initial fortune by purveying violence in the most artful way. Now we come to a new level with Quentin Tarantino and Weinstein, who put gore up to a new level. I mean, where does this end, Don?
Correct. No, I agree with you. Okay.
Where does it end? I mean, are there limits? In other words, if the filmmakers no longer have any artistic sense, who should have the sense? Well, you could argue the listener, the reader, the moviegoer could censor it. I've heard that argument. But there was a time when they would self-censor, Don. Shouldn't they do that again? Movies are still aimed at the 11 or 12-year-old. You know that, don't you? The mind of the 12-year-old is the target audience for any movie being made today. And so why should they put so much violence in a movie and so much of filthy sex? And how many scenes have you seen with a gun in it in movies put out for young 12-year-olds? Every movie? And how many scenes do these actors and actresses who are allegedly anti-tobacco have a cigarette in their hand? All of them? A cigarette, a marijuana cigarette, a glass of wine, a gun, all mixed together. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646 for this special limited free offer of this 1995 book. It's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints? It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Tim Tebow. Some of you might know me from playing football, but actually, I have a life outside of football, and I like to keep that life pretty simple. But it seems like life gets more complicated every single day. I mean, like TV. It's cable, satellite, the web. The choice is great, but it's absolutely chaotic. That's why I like TiVo. It brings everything together and makes it simple. It's not just an ordinary DVR. It's like a magic box. It goes out and searches on cable, Hulu, and Amazon, and YouTube, Netflix, and it gets everything you like, and it brings it right to you. It can record 4 shows at once and lets you throw it right to your tablet or phone, so you can take your shows on the road anytime you want. But the best thing about TiVo, it makes it so easy to find the good stuff, and that's kind of a big deal. So, that's why I decided to be their spokesman. Not just because the name sounds cool. TiVo makes TV about 1,000 times better.
Now available at TiVo.com, Best Buy, and Walmart.
Diamonds, the gift that lasts forever, and there's never been a better time to buy. Worldwide diamond prices have gone up. The Jewelry Exchange has a large stock of diamonds at the old prices. The Jewelry Exchange has certified 1-carat round and fancy solitaires for $18.90. 1 to 2-carat non-certifieds are just $9.90 per carat, and 1-carat studs are just $3.99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of GIA diamonds, guaranteed the lowest price. We have the hottest designer lines in Micro Pave, Invisible, and Platinum, and set in size while you watch. Diamond floating heart pendants with 33 full-cut diamonds are $99. 4-carat diamond and amethyst pendant and earring sets are just $99. The Jewelry Exchange has thousands of rings, bracelets, earrings, and pendants guaranteed to appraise for double. That's right, double. Some restrictions apply. Plus no interest for 6 months. Buy factory direct and save. The Jewelry Exchange in Redwood City, 650-367-6500. That's 650-367-6500. Or shop at jewelryexchange.com.
The holidays are here again with parties, family gatherings, and plenty of picture taking. And you want your hair to look its very best when you're all dressed up, right? Nothing works better than Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore your hair's natural beauty and healthy appearance.
Ovation is 100% guaranteed to grow your hair stronger and stop breakage naturally. In no time at all, your hair will look thicker and healthier and feel stronger with all the natural luster and beauty you remember. So do your hair a favor this holiday season and try Ovation Cell Therapy.
Look your best this holiday season with Ovation Cell Therapy. Buy a set for you
and give a set to a special friend on your holiday list and save on both.
Ovation makes a great holiday gift.
Not sure you're getting Ovation in your stocking this year? Order yours right now and look your best for the new year at ovationhair.com. And be sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount. ovationhair.com.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is a Savage Nation. I would think that there are headaches in the country, an increase of all sorts of minor complaints across the nation. People who suffer from minor illnesses probably are feeling them since Friday. Headaches, stomach aches, nausea, dizziness. I mean, all of the minor illnesses of life would be triggered by an event like this. Forget about food triggers and Tyramine and things of that nature. I mean, you can get a migraine studying a thing like this on a daily level. I've been knocked out with a cold before this. And normally I'm a fairly healthy guy. I've been very lucky. I have, you know, wrote books on it. I'm having a lot of trouble recovering no matter what I do. I follow my own advice, but apparently I'm not recovering at the level, at the speed with which I used to recover. I'm emotionally very engaged in this for a number of reasons. It disturbs me because I like to see vengeance, and there is no vengeance to be had. It disturbs me because it brings up the children again, and then it brings up the kid himself, how the ACLU prevented him from being institutionalized when he probably should have been institutionalized as a young child. So, yeah, combine that with the Tarantinos of the world, combine that with the Blumenthals and the Durbins and the Reeds of the world, who suddenly want to seize our right to protect ourselves when they have no right to take away something that was never granted by them or even their cohorts. It's amazing to me how they get away with this. So I say let's do what we can do as people, and that is talk about Mothers Against Violent Video Games. And that woman who called earlier, I hope she starts a petition drive. I hope you listening to this show can do the same. It's as simple as copying a sheet of paper. I, the undersigned mother or father of a young child, want to see violent video games banned completely. Put a name, whatever, and just, you know, copy them, send them around to your friends, and start getting a signature drive going. You never know what power you really have. And you don't know how this might just stop these ultra-liberals in their tracks and make them focus on the real culprits here. And that will have an effect upon the movies as well. It will have an effect upon the movies as well. Okay, 855-407-282. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Josh, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm a gamer, and I enjoy violent video games. I also agree that adolescents shouldn't grow up playing them, though. And that's where the ESRB comes in. They place ratings on games where kids under 17 shouldn't be playing violent video games.
Wait, I'm sorry. So, Josh, who should not be playing them?
Adolescents should not be playing them. Like,
but how, how old are you?
I'm 20.
But you played them through your adolescence, correct?
No, my parents wouldn't allow them in the house.
So what, you mean you started playing them after age 18? You got attracted to them after 18?
As soon as I was able to buy them.
What do you like about violent video games? What gives you pleasure in them?
I'm into games like Assassin's Creed and stuff like that that have a really in-depth storyline, but they're also pretty violent.
But what is it you like about them?
It's like a movie you can play.
But, okay, so you kill people, you butcher them, you shoot them. Is that what you do?
There are aspects to the game that involve killing.
All right, and when you go out in the street after hours of playing such a game, are your perceptions altered in any way?
No.
No, are you sure of it?
I don't feel like grabbing my gun out of my closet and going shooting people, no.
Do you have urges to hurt people after playing these games?
No.
Do you have urges to hurt yourself before or after playing these games?
No. If you're responsible about the way you do.
Okay, but you think they should continue to be, or they should be banned for children or people under 18, is what you're saying, because their brains are not developed.
Yes, I mean they shouldn't be.
All right. Well, you know, that's an opinion. I'm sure your opinion is shared by millions of other people who don't want any more censorship or intrusion by an overbearing government. Something has to be done, though. We can't just say status quo ante. I'm going to send you a very unviolent book, Train Tracks. Give it to a relative who might want to read it. It's a beautiful book, and there's no violence in it. ABC, New York City. Shawan, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. It's Sheward. Good evening to you. This starts in the home. You just mentioned 11 and 12-year-olds and even younger kids getting these video games. Last I checked, they couldn't drive to get to the store to buy the video games. They don't have the money. These games are very expensive these days. This starts, A, with the parents. There's a triad, if you will, of leg to stand on. The parents at home, the schools, and getting more funding for after-school programs so there's less time for these children to be playing these games hours upon hours, and a whole reorientation to the healthcare community about over-medicating.
Well, okay, I can't argue with any of those things, but I still think violent video games need to be banned, let us say, in people under the age of 18. What's wrong with that idea?
That could fly, because with the rating system with movies...
You remember there used to be a rating system, and then it sort of got pushed aside once, you know, Movie Association of America, whatever it was, Jack Valenti. Once Jack Valenti went, it was all over. When this new generation of violence and pornography came to Hollywood, all such controls were off. Copy of Train Tracks goes out to you. Sure, thanks for calling the Savage Nation.
Savage.
It's Michael Savage. With the holidays just around the corner, consider the greatest gift that you can give your family and friends. It's peace of mind. Patrick from New Jersey writes this: the recent hurricane was devastating to our family. Grocery store shelves were cleared in a matter of hours. Thank God I was prepared and I was able to provide for my family with Wise Company emergency meals. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable, freeze-dried and dehydrated meals for emergency preparedness. From breakfast through dinner, their ready-made entrees carry up to a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE today to request a free entree sample. And wait, for a limited time during the holidays, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE. Promo code SAVAGE and you're going to get a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Classes are canceled tonight at San Jose City College because the school is on lockdown after a report of a gunman on campus. No shots have been fired and the search has been limited now to just one building. The White House says President Barack Obama is actively supportive of efforts on Capitol Hill to reinstate an assault weapons ban. Obama has long backed the ban but has failed to push it throughout his first term. Senator Dianne Feinstein plans to introduce legislation to reinstate the ban early next year. KSFO traffic northbound 880 Mission Boulevard, a crash. Two right lanes are blocked and traffic bumper to bumper now from Highway 237. Northbound 680, still in recovery. You'll find it sluggish from Mission Boulevard over to Andrade. Northbound 880, still slow from Fremont up into Hayward from about Mowry to Highway 92. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
I'll never forget
that moment.
As long as I live.
My
first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires. Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews. At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the California National Guard. Aired by the California Broadcasters Association and this station.
Me, 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 me.
On the fourth day of Christmas, my Sweet Jack gave to me... Sweet Jack's feeling warm and fuzzy with its 12 Days of Jack giveaway. Every day for 12 days, they're giving away one gift for free. To people like me, who needs a turtle dove when you got a corksicle? Call Star SJ right now to find out what today's gift is. Seriously, call Star SJ. That's Star 75 from your mobile phone now to start winning big.
No purchase necessary. Enter online at SweetJack.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, now is the time to act. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and a few months ago, the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to settle your past due taxes. And since that time, my firm has seen more offers accepted and at significantly reduced dollar amounts. So if you need a fresh start with the IRS, this is it. My firm has over 28 years of experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offer and Compromise for individual or payroll taxes, audit representation, or past due tax returns filed, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve all of their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-T-A-X-E-X-I-T, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
I'm on the showroom floor of Mercedes-Benz at Pleasanton talking with Dennis Clark. Dennis, did you just walk in and say, I got to have this C250 sports sedan, this one? Did it just beckon?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I knew I wanted a C-Class. This one had everything on it. Liked the price, too.
And it was red. Yeah, perfect for the holiday. So why the C250 and why Mercedes-Benz at Pleasanton?
I like the engineering, quality, styles, and pretty much everything.
And why this dealership, Mercedes-Benz at Pleasanton?
Because this is where my dad bought his.
Oh, there you go, a family thing. Yeah. I can appreciate that because this is a family-owned dealership. Anything else?
Also knew it was the end of the year, so good time to buy.
Excellent. Easy decision, then.
Totally. Would have left otherwise.
Even though the red C250 beckoned?
Yeah, even though it beckoned.
Take it from Dennis. The end of the year means it's one of the best times to turn your dream of driving a new C250 into a reality at Mercedes-Benz of Pleasanton, winner of this year's Best of the Best Dealer Award. Take the Hop Yard exit off 580 to Owens Drive or go to mvofpleasanton.com and discover why Mercedes lovers like Dennis love Mercedes-Benz of Pleasanton.
$5 trillion in debt. $5 trillion.
Mark Levin.
Obama is a human wrecking ball.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. MichaelSavage.com. Make the teachers unions pay for a cop at every school. That's my latest newsletter. You can get it for free every day. It arrives on your email if you go to MichaelSavage.com. And I said it yesterday. Along with banning violent films and video games, Savage called for the posting of armed guards at every school, paid for by the teachers' unions. I don't think we need more therapy, Savage declared, adding, we need more money for that and for everything else, and we don't have more money. Let's start by eliminating violent films, violent video games, put the Ten Commandments back in the school, and while you're at it, make sure there's an armed ex-policeman or ex-military security guard in every school in America. Pay for it with the union dues that are extorted from the union members. Make the unions pay for a cop at every school without billing the parents for it. Would that have stopped what happened? I don't know. What if an armed guard was in on the other side of the school? Who could he have saved? Maybe half the number of people would have been dead. Or maybe this cowardly piece of garbage wouldn't have done it if he knew there was a guy there with a gun who would have blown his head off before he got started. Visit the Michael Savage website here. So, I'm outspoken. It's why I'm in talk radio, but I was outspoken before I was in talk radio. Don't try it if you're not outspoken. You'll get yourself in trouble. Let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. No, it's true. You know, I'm ordering myself gifts for Christmas. I'm doing strange things to get my mind off this. I'm ordering myself gifts. I'm sending myself presents that I've wanted, little things. I'm trying to be nice to myself. I can't sleep. I think of the children at night. It's starting to bother me. Again, it's not going away. So what would it be like for a mother of a young child? And another thing, I see grandfathers and fathers walking their children in the streets of this liberal Marin County that I live in. You never see fathers around. They're almost never here. And I'm shocked and happy to see men walking with boys, with children rather, in the streets saying, where were they all these years? Thank God, they're here again. No, that doesn't mean they would have saved their children if they were in the room. He would have shot them too. That's not the point. Just the parents need to be more involved from top to bottom. George on WABC, New York City. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mike, how are you? Listen,
good.
I think instead of censoring the video game producers, I think we should sue them first. Take all their cash, take all their capital, take all their equity, take everything they have.
All right, well, said by a good lawyer, how come you're not in Sandy Hook? Why are you listening to the show? You should be on the way to Connecticut.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but I think that's what we should do.
Well, okay, let's be realistic about it. He was a gamer. It's a very interesting statement that you just made because the vultures are no doubt living in the motels around Sandy Hook. They're probably considering suing the game manufacturers for this mayhem, and they could probably get juries to go along with them as well as so-called experts. But they could also sue the manufacturer of psychoactive drugs if it turns out he was on any such medication. They say thus far there's been no evidence of it, but with medical privacy laws, we won't really know. Was he using marijuana? Was he a pot smoker? And if he was it medical marijuana he was using? Oh, just speculating. After all, it's such a wonderful medication, and it's also peaceful, even though the Arabic word for assassin is hashish. Hashish comes from the Arabic word for assassin, excuse me. The fact of the matter is, marijuana does make some people extremely violent, George. So maybe they could sue the medical marijuana clinic if he was on such a medication to calm his nerves. I don't know. There's an awful lot of potential here, isn't there? George, I'm sending you a copy of a very peace-loving book for the holidays.
Enjoy your holidays.
I don't know. I'll enjoy my holidays. I've been alone now 10 days. Everyone went away somewhere but me. The whole family, they're on a yacht in the Caribbean. They're already coming home tomorrow, and everyone's going away the next day. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm going to be here all of next week because one of my family members, who I love dearly, is having the whole other family over next week, and I'm enjoying it. I like the. It's a little cold here, damp. She'll cook dinner. Maybe we'll all go out on my boat. To me, that's paradise. It's simple. It's not you walk around and, you know, it's simple. You get together, you hang out, you drink a little, you ask each other how you're doing. You know, it's a nice feeling. Yes, I can't wait to be here. Then I may be somewhere else for a few days, my health permitting, somewhere on the East Coast for the warmer weather, maybe late December, early January, when things are, you know, together with that. And that's it. That's the story. You have to go on with your life, put one foot in front of the other. But while we're talking about all of this terror, let's not forget that there are people like this subhuman who are far more emotionally together, but they have the same lack of soul as Adam Lanza. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, for example, who promises to kill every Jew in Israel and then in the whole world, including Jewish children. Would you not say that he's a sociopath? Every Muslim, whatever they call themselves with the prayers, who calls for the death of Jews and the Jewish children, they're Adam Lanzas, only they wrap themselves in the Quran. And wasn't it horrible that so many hundreds of thousands of Armenian children were killed by the Muslim Turks during the Armenian genocide in 1915? When a million Turks were killed, how many Armenian children were destroyed? And how many? What could the world have benefited from the 1 million Jewish children who were killed by Hitler when the United States did nothing? And while you're at it, how about the starvation of Ukrainian children by the socialist hero Joseph Stalin? The U.S. government did nothing about the starvation of the Ukrainians. Turkey has still not been held before the United Nations for the Armenian massacre. So you say Adam Lanza. I think one of the reasons this sociopath is touching us so deeply is A, it's close to home. B, the crime is so heinous and it's so apparent. But the chilling part of it all is that there have been and are today world leaders just like him. Only they are far more emotionally together and they're supported by a larger network than a loving mother. And they grow up to become demonic politicians like Ahmadinejad. Some of them read holy books and put on a cloak over their head and then call for the death and destruction of whole peoples. They're genocidal maniacs. They're, of course, invited to the White House or Columbia University or the UN, depending upon the time of year. So Adam Lanza, although a monster and a subhuman, is not alone amongst, I would say, our fellow humans, but I wouldn't consider him a fellow human. He fell below the level of humanity. And who protects us from them? As we all know, it's the police with guns. It's the military with guns who are our wolfhounds. They are the wolfhounds. Make no mistake about it. The world has always had human wolves in it. Adam Lanza was a human wolf of a certain variety. Let's put it that way. But there are human wolves stalking all of us at all time. And the thing that keeps the human wolves at bay are our wolfhounds. And those are the braver men with guns who stand between us and the wolves. Never forget that. Never forget that we need the wolfhounds in uniform, both in America and abroad, or we will be subjected to the fangs of the wolf. That's really what it comes down to. That's another way of saying what you've already heard in other ways. Let's go to Las Vegas. Fred, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I have a comment and a suggestion, and you touched upon it. It's about the Fort Hood massacre and why this has been put on the back burner, and now there's a new judge, and they're worried about the defendant's beard. And my comment is upon Hillary Clinton and the fact that since she had a concussion, now she won't be able to testify about Benghazi. Why is our military not so important anymore?
Well, let's start with Hillary Clinton. How do we know she really fell and had a concussion? She's not lying. Why should we assume? Why should we assume she isn't lying? She's a politician. That's what they do for a living. Where's the medical report? She didn't go to a hospital, did she? She's just ducking a hearing. Okay, so now let's move on. The next question about the Fort Hood massacre. Why don't you ask the Secretary of the Army why he's dragging the prosecution of Major Nidal Hassan? The reasons is because the U.S. Army failed all the people who were killed and injured by Nidal Hassan, because Nidal Hassan was signing his medical reports. He was a psychiatrist, never forget, with Allah be praised, every medical report. Now, if anyone had written Jesus saves on a medical report, if they were a Christian, they would have been thrown out of the military before the ink was dry. But because he was a Muslim, the Army looked the other way because they cater to Muslims. You know that, and I know that.
Yes. And now there's a new judge which is going to delay the trial even more.
Here's what happened. The mass murderer, Nidal Hassan, the major who did it, had no beard when he committed the murders at Fort Hood because it was military policy not to have beards. Then, after he did it and put on the white cloak and started chanting Allah this, Allah that, suddenly became a big religious figure, and then he grew a beard. So the judge said, we need to take your beard off because you can't be identified by the survivors with a beard on. He said, it's my religious right to have a beard. And that then all of a sudden, America fell on its knees saying, oh, religious right. Oh, let's get on our hands and knees and pray to him. Oh, he's a holy man now, that mass murderer. Oh, yeah, you're denying his rights. Oh, he should have a right to do anything he wants in a courtroom. He can get on his hands and knees in the middle of a testimony and pray to Mecca if he wants to. Oh, we have to watch out. We'll have him to be called racist if we don't permit him to do that. Yeah, okay, we got the picture. That's the answer, Fred. You're getting a free copy of my book, Train Tracks, before I lose my voice and get angry. Stay in the line. So, we're talking about censorship. And that's an important thing to talk about. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Greg, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. I would like to make a comment in regards to the video game that's going, you know, with the youth of America. I would like to say that, you know, we do have the right of freedom of speech and freedom of looking at what we want.
Right.
However, I think the message should be, it's a collective, it needs to be a collective coalition between parents as well as maybe some government interference in regards to this.
Okay, this is something to discuss, but Greg, freedom is not absolute. We have the freedom to drive a car, is that correct? But we don't have the freedom to run people over in crosswalks. So there are restrictions on our freedom to drive a car. And that requires a license, it requires stopping at the red lights and not speeding beyond a certain limit, and things of that nature, following the laws in a driver's manual. So yeah, we have freedom, but it's not absolute in any regard, in any sphere of our lives. So why should we have absolute freedom when it comes to violence in movies and violence in video games, is what I'm asking.
I agree with you. I don't think it should be. I think what has happened is we've gone from a society of watching Waltons to a society of being Sodom and Gomorrah.
Is true. Yes, after they took God out of America, they put the devil into America. That was the goal all along. Okay, sending you a copy of my book, Train Tracks. I want people to vent tonight on censorship. KSFO, Jeff. You're next up from San Francisco. Go ahead, please, Jeff.
Thanks, Dr. Savage. I want to touch on video games and a bunch of other stuff, though. But the video games, I play video games. I was a Marine. I understand that it's just a game, that there's no reason to ban it. They do have laws in place or rules in place that you can't let kids buy them. You already touched on that earlier.
Let's perfect the discussion. Ban violent video games for children under 18? You're saying they're already banned? Then how do they get their hands on them?
their parents or older. So how can kids drink? How can kids smoke? Who buys it for them?
I don't know.
Right?
Other kids?
Well,
a parent who wants to be loved by them? Well, how about talking to Quentin Tarantino, the great filmmaker who compares himself to Shakespeare? Don't you think that the blood and gore in movies has a limit and that people are disgusted by it? Jeff, a free copy of Train Tracks out to you. I'm a little late. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I suggested that violent films, violent video games be curtailed, if not outlawed completely, for children under 18. Call of Duty, Postal, if you've ever seen any of these things, you'll know how these children's brains are being destroyed by the evil, evil industry of violent video games. You then have Quentin Tarantino. You have Harvey Weinstein. They need to be curtailed. We're going to talk about psychological medications, which should prohibit someone from owning a gun. We're going to talk about censoring the movies and the video games. We're going to talk about putting the Ten Commandments back in all the schools where it says, thou shalt not kill, can't hurt. Now, there is no greater loss in life than the loss of a child. People who have no children certainly can have the compassion to understand what death is. But the fact of the matter is, there is no greater loss to a parent than losing a child. And there is no way to fathom the wreckage that this psychotic, evil being left behind in Connecticut. He was such a coward. I don't know about you, but I'm getting sick and tired of hearing about his motive. I'm sick and tired about hearing how society failed him. I'm sick and tired of hearing about how we need more mental health work. This is evil. Do you understand that there are people who are evil? Do you understand that there's good and evil in the world? You know that some people are just born evil? Do you understand that as well? Some people are just born evil. And some people can be triggered into performing evil. That's where the violent video games, that's where the violent movies, that's where the psychological medications come into play. They're catalysts for the evil amongst us. There are others who are born good. You can put them on any medication you want, and you can condition them all you want, and they will not commit evil. They're just good. This kid was evil. Pure evil, down to his last shred of DNA. Do you know what he did to himself when he knew he was about to be killed by the police? He shot himself. Why did he shoot himself? Why? Would you like the motive? He was such an abject, sick coward, such a weakling, that after shooting these poor little children who must have screamed and begged him not to shoot them, after executing 20 little children, when he knew the cops were coming to gun him down, he shot himself to show he was still in control. I want to talk about what we can do to prevent such massacres in the future. Oh, you're hearing about gun control, but I want to go back to what I said. The issue of Prozac and selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, is of paramount importance, and you will notice that none of the so-called experts touched on this because they're all owned, lock, stock, and barrel by the pharmaceutical industries, the medical industry, the media industry, where they get advertising dollars from the drug companies and such. Nobody will touch that. I'll touch it. There have been many cases of suicide and homicide of people on these drugs. It should prohibit you from owning a gun. People are misquoting me, by the way, saying I came out for gun control, which is a lie. I came out for drug control, not gun control. There is a 1968 Gun Control Act that is in place. I said add to that list anyone on SSRIs, they should not be able to own a gun. I want to talk about movie control. I want to talk about video game control. I want to talk about controlling the Quentin Tarantinos. I want to talk about controlling the sewer pipe of Hollywood. They are violence dealers. Make no mistake about it. We all hate drug dealers. Everybody knows what a drug dealer is. They know what they do to society. But you mean because they walk on a red carpet and because they're invited to the White House, it means that they're somehow different? the men who've made billions of dollars purveying violence and pornography over and over again because there is no controlling them. But I do want to talk about guns per se for a moment. By the way, if you can't join the conversation on the Savage Nation, it's 1-855-400-7282 from anywhere in the United States of America. 855-400-SAVAGE from anywhere in America if you can't talk about any of these topics. Here's what I want to say to you. It's extremely important that I say this to you about guns per se. First of all, I'm a gun owner. I've told you that from the beginning. I was on a high school rifle team. It's a big deal. I don't think there's anyone in radio today who can say I was on the high school rifle team. Why? There are no high school rifle teams. But remember, I was on a New York City, inner city, New York City rifle team. We had a rifle team with rifles in the basement of Jamaica High School. Incidentally, no one shot themselves. No one shot anybody in the hall. There were no medications like there are today. There was God everywhere. There were synagogues. There were churches. There was the fear of God. There was the fear of the Ten Commandments over our heads. Right now, all of that's been stripped away by the vermin on the left who are now trying to strip away our constitutional rights to protect ourselves. The very same people who will keep death row inmates alive for 40 years suddenly want to take away your right to protect yourself from a psychological maniac, a madman, in other words, with a gun. But I want to talk about guns for a minute because many of you don't know where I stand on this. I'll make it very clear and very easy for you to hear it. I called a friend of mine who was both the father of two young girls, he got married late in life, and a certifiable war hero from the Vietnam era. Led a Green Beret, led a combat unit, rifle company, Silver Star, Bronze Star, paratrooper. So he's on both sides of it. He's got two young girls. I asked him where he stood on gun control. He said, let me be very clear to you. He said, I stand totally against gun control of any kind. I said, why? He said, because we were... I said, what about assault rifles? He said, we were given the right in the Second Amendment to have weapons to protect ourselves against the British Army. He said, listen to what I just said to you, Michael. To protect ourselves against the British Army. And he said, there are people in this government who would do to us what those in the British Army would have done, what Stalin would have done, what Hitler would have done, what Castro still does, and the only thing that keeps them at bay is the Second Amendment. I said, thank you very much. That clarifies it. The phone number is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. When I come back,
there's a whole part of America that may be, let us say, in trouble, out of work, unemployed, hiding it, and foreclosed. And I want to ask you, has your home been foreclosed? Have you lost your job? Given that there are, what, 18 million people out of work? I don't know how many are out of work. The numbers are probably much higher. HBO normally has really bad stuff on, and I flip through it once in a while. I watch it, so most of the time I don't. There was a show called Hard Times Lost on Long Island, and it shows like four families that were in foreclosure. They lived in Levittown, New York. They were ordinary guys. Alan Fromm and his wife Susan met in Brooklyn, moved to Plainview, raised two children, master's degree. Then he loses his job. Ann and Mel Strauss, they meet on the LIRR. She has a master's degree. And then his mortgage broker job moves him away. Then in 1999, he was diagnosed with cancer. I mean, the guy had one thing bad after another happen to him. Then they show a guy, Nick Puccio, out of work, losing his house. But the most heartbreaking story was this one. And I want to show you what could happen to people on Earth. Heather and David Hartstein, he was a doctor, a chiropractor, she was a teacher. And she said, we met in college, married right after college, settled on Long Island, I worked as a teacher. David was a chiropractor. They have a beautiful little house, you know, a little house and two children. And there, she said they were living a fairy tale life right down to the white picket fence. Okay? Nice people. Good looking guy, strong looking man. And then, suddenly his practice dries up. She gets fired as a teacher. And to top it off, wait, I got to read this line exactly right. This show really affected me because it shows you what could happen to people. One of the children is test positive for Down syndrome. That's if things aren't bad enough. Here it is. On the day that the bank rejects their application for a loan modification, their little boy tests positive for Down syndrome. They file for bankruptcy. Now, this is the killer. You're watching a show, I got captivated by it. I shouldn't have watched it because it's very depressing. At the end of it, they do a postscript of what happened to the people after the show. This poor guy, this good-looking guy in his 30s, whose life went into, after leading a perfect life, they say he was cleaning out his basement for the foreclosure. He contacted hantavirus and died. And it shows a funeral for David Hartstein with his wife and his Down syndrome child and a healthy child. So you start to ask yourself, how lucky are you? I mean, how lucky are you? Or if you're listening to the show, do you really believe that there's no role in government for helping people who are down on their luck? I mean, let's be clear here. Let's stop with the free market baloney. There are no jobs for some people, no matter how they try. So what are you supposed to do with them? Throw them in the gutter? I don't really go for the guy riding around in the Gulfstream jet, chomping on a cigar, laughing at everybody, and saying, well, we need the free market. The more you give them a government handout, the less they're liable to work. Well, maybe that's true for some people. It's not true for all. Now, there's a 99-week limit to unemployment benefits in the city and state of New York. 99 weeks is 2 years, right? Almost, yeah, that's almost 2 years. So these people are now wanting an extension of the unemployment benefits, which is another question, because who's going to pay for it is the real issue. So I ask myself, if you're listening to the Savage Nation, have you been foreclosed? Have you lost your job? I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you, call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
I'm not afraid to say it. I love TV. I mean, come on, who doesn't? TV is awesome. The problem is there's just too dang much of it. Like on Sunday nights, there are three or four great shows on at once, and I can only record two, so I miss stuff. And then some of the things I record get erased because my DVR fills up too fast. That makes me nutso. And when I search for stuff, I don't want a list of 7,000 matches in random order, most of which are irrelevant. I want what I want, when I want it. Is that too much to ask?
Looking for a DVR that can quench your thirst for entertainment? Plug into TiVo and their biggest, boldest box ever, the XL4. This monster records up to four cable shows at once and up to 300 hours of HD programming. Plus, only TiVo lets you search TV and the web simultaneously, so you see smart, useful results that get you to the good stuff faster. With TiVo, nobody in your house has to miss their favorite shows again. TiVo is TV, about 1,000 times better. Learn more at TiVo.com today.
Hello, this is Dimitri Botitis from Carpet Contractors.
Hello, Dimitri. This is Barbara. Barbara Simpson. What's this I hear? Carpet Contractors is celebrating its 38th anniversary and that you're also opening a new location in the Richmond-El Cerrito area next to Costco? Congratulations.
Thank you, Barbara. That is true. Carpet Contractors is celebrating our 38th anniversary together with the grand opening of our new location in the Richmond-El Cerrito area, a 62,000 square foot showroom warehouse on Central Avenue next to Costco. During the next 6 weeks, Carpet Contractors will be offering a super special celebration sale. Our carpet prices will be reduced to the minimum, together with multiple bonuses such as free estimate, free padding, free installation, and no sales tax, a sale that no one has ever dared to offer, with over 2,000 rolls ready for immediate installation.
Wow, Dimitri. Free estimate, free padding, free installation, and no sales tax. That's amazing.
For all your flooring needs in the East Bay, call 510-236-1111.
If you're currently a high performer in outside sales and not intimidated by a fast-paced environment and high accountability, I'd like to speak with you today. My name is Joe Cariffi, and I'm the General Sales Manager of Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Here at Cumulus Media, we are currently looking for top sales talent with the drive and ambition to be among the very best. You'll have the opportunity to represent and sell one of the most respected and recognized radio stations in Northern California, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Top sellers interested in a career in radio advertising sales can contact me directly at 415-995-7080. Call me today. Joe Cariffi at 415-995-7080. Start the new year out right with an exciting career in advertising sales here at Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO is a Cumulus radio station and is an equal opportunity employer.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. I'm the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
If you consider yourself, let us say, somewhat of a, let's put it this way, you're not a liberal. I don't want to say, are you a conservative? But you know you're not a liberal because liberalism is not what you think it is. Liberalism today is radical socialism. And many of you understand that, you don't want to, no longer identify as a liberal. But let's say you're not a liberal, but you're unemployed, and your home has gone into foreclosure, or you're about to go into foreclosure, what would you do? The show is pretty sad. I shouldn't have watched it because it brings up a lot of feelings of, you know, loss in your life. To see a young, healthy guy like that, chiropractor, healthy, 30s, good-looking wife, two children. One of the kids is diagnosed as positive for Downs. Then the guy's practice goes. Then first she gets fired as a teacher. And I'm a former teacher, so you can't start. Don't blame the teachers for what the National Education Association or the teachers' unions do. Don't blame the teachers. The union leaders are stealing the money. The union leaders are living like pigs. But don't blame the teacher in the schoolroom for what the teachers are suffering through. I was a teacher. It's one of the most important jobs on earth and the least respected job in America, and a very important and very hard job. If you do teaching right, it's the hardest job on earth. You're going to blame this teacher for getting fired? She wasn't a good teacher? No, don't blame her. Blame the union workers. Excuse me, blame the union managers, the corrupt unions that are stealing most of the money. They're earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in the unions, and the teachers are getting fired. So, that's number one. Then, here's the guy, healthy chiropractor. One bad thing after another. She said we had 13 years of a fairy tale marriage. 13 years, they meet in college, get married, start a life, teacher, chiropractor, everything works fine. Then, boom, one after the other. She gets fired. Practice starts to diminish. Child with Down syndrome. Behind on their mortgage payments. Foreclosure. To top it off now, this healthy young guy goes in the basement to clean up the basement because he's going to be thrown out on the street because he can't make the payments. And he inhales... rat droppings, I guess is what it is, and he gets hantavirus and dies. She's left alone with nothing. And you ask yourself, how do people live with these things happening to them? Now, here's a story from the Bay Area. It came out in the newspaper, and I'm going to read you. It's another sad story, but I want you to hear the father's response to his little boy being killed by a neighbor who drove over him. Cupertino boy 5 killed by car backing up. A 5-year-old Cupertino boy riding a scooter was accidentally run over and killed by a neighbor backing car out of his driveway. Maybe that's like the... was just burst by a truck. The little boy, Amartya Chinya, he's obviously an Indian boy, was on his scooter when he was hit by a neighbor's Ford Focus. The little boy was wearing a helmet, knee pads, and elbow pads. The driver, described only as a man in his 30s, cooperated with investigators. Alcohol and drugs do not appear to be a factor in the case. Now listen to this, the rest of this story. The boy's name in Sanskrit means immortal. The father said this, "I want him to be remembered as a kid who's full of life, always smiling," Chinya said. "That's how he was. I've rarely seen him cry, fuss, or whine or anything." He said he and his wife were in the backyard having tea when the crash happened. Chinya said, here's the punchline, the father said he bore no anger toward his neighbor. Quote, "You can't fight with fate," he said. "Having ill will toward anybody will not bring my son back. I would rather spend the time I have thinking about him and cherishing his memory." The father's a saint. The man is a saint. I've never seen anything like this. I mean, I wish to God that I had that attitude toward life. I really do. I'd be a better person, but it's not in my genetic code. You can't fight with fate. I have a totally different response. My response would be along the lines of John Gotti rather than taking the philosophical approach if a neighbor ran over a child. But that's neither here nor there. It's just how people are. This man is, in a certain way, a saintly-like man. I am not a saint. I'm an ordinary man. What I'm getting at here is look what happens to people. Look what happens to people. And most of us walk around complaining and moaning, "I don't have a girlfriend, and I'm a boyfriend. The Chinese food wasn't good. The Italian food wasn't up to snuff. I rode on an airplane and the seat was, right? Have you been foreclosed?" I mean, you watch that show and there are families with their possessions being put on the street by the sheriff's department in Suffolk County, because apparently the job falls upon cops and sheriffs across America to go to their neighbors and throw them out in the street. That's the horror of it. I'd rather see the banker have to do it. I'd rather see Jamie Dimon have to come by with a U-Haul truck and put him in the street. I'd rather have to see Timothy Geithner coming around with a whistle and a gun and putting people in the gutter. I'd rather see Ben Bernanke come around with a U-Haul truck and a gun and two thugs and put people in the street. Why do they force the sheriffs to do this to their neighbors? I mean, this, you know, the whole society is upside down. It's all crazy. It really is. So normally you would expect me to take, "Oh, yeah, don't give them any unemployment. Let them go out in the free market. I drive around, I have a limo, I have drivers, I have four bodyguards, I fly around a Gulfstream, I smoke cigars, screw them, let them go to work. Government, yeah, let them go to work. Yeah, don't give them nothing, yeah, yeah, give them nothing, I'm a conservative, believe in the free market, I'm Rush, yeah, yeah, give them nothing, let them go out and invent something or create something, yeah." It's easy to say if you're a toad sitting in the sky. But if you're a man who's actually been in those positions, if you've ever lost a job, if you've ever been evicted from a house, which I can say has happened to me when I was younger, incidentally, shall I tell you those stories? I never talk about them. It's happening across America like the Grim Reaper. So again, it comes back to the question. Your story. This is your place to tell it. Has your home been foreclosed? Have you lost your job? This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, funds and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fouts, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. The man convicted of killing two people on the San Rafael Bridge toll plaza in 2009 was supposed to be sentenced to death today, but the hearing was delayed. The killer, Nathan Burris, represented himself at trial that claims he was denied access to the library to prepare for today's hearing. The judge agreed with the issue and rescheduled the sentencing. Gun sales are booming in the Bay Area since the Connecticut school shootings. Buyers say they're buying before states and federal lawmakers can enact tougher gun control laws. Taking a look at the roadways. Have a stall upper deck on the incline of the Bay Bridge. Looks like right lane is going to be blocked. Also, a high wind advisory has gone into effect for the Bay Bridge as well. Northbound 101 Blossom Hill Road, crash. Couple of cars should be off to the right shoulder right now. And northbound 680 Stone Ridge in Pleasanton, stalled car. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Golfers are like snowflakes. Each one is different, and each one needs just the right golf gear for their game. Because no one wants to watch a snowflake melt down. Oh my. Thankfully, there's Golfsmith. This holiday, help your snowflake get the gift that fits with exclusive free gift card offers up to $50 when you buy select tailor-made Adidas and Ashworth golf gear. Only at Golfsmith. Drop by any of the five Bay Area Golfsmith stores today.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick and GMC truck dealerships in Burlingame. If you're in the market for a GM car or truck, just go to PutnamGM.com and ask for a special internet price quote. That's PutnamGM.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
So what happens to your finances if the fiscal cliff hits on January 1st? I'm Brian Sussman. I'm concerned about it. How about you? One guy who could help with all this is Pat Vitucci, a Bay Area independent financial advisor. The Bush tax cuts could vanish. Estate taxes drastically changed. Automatic federal spending. Well, these cuts could affect jobs and services. We could be looking at a fiscal tsunami. The question is, are you and your investments prepared? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, Pat Vitucci can probably help you. Call him anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check out don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming seminars. Pat Vitucci at 800-472-8305.
Any evidence that you see...
Liberals loathe him.
That government spending...
But he could care less.
...is an effective, efficient way to create jobs.
Sean Hannity. Weekdays from noon till 3 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's a Christmas gift. Come early for my friends at American Vision Windows. Call 888-392-4343. American Vision Windows will pay your sales tax and you'll get free installation. Friends, with these new well-insulated windows, your monthly utility bills will drop. So don't fall prey to the inflated energy prices from the utility companies. Save money instantly on your energy bills. American Vision Windows will keep you safe, secure. They'll protect you from dust, pollen, pollution, and noise. And of course, they've installed my windows and I am so absolutely pleased with this family-owned and operated business. Quality installation, industry's unmatched customer service. Here's the number to get this free estimate. American Vision Windows will pay your sales tax and you'll get free installation. Call 888-392-4343. 888-392-4343. Online at AmericanVisionWindows.com. 888-392-4343.
Sean Hannity.
In spite of all the insanity, all the darkness, evil, and madness, we will prevail.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I don't know. When you've got crooks at the top who've stolen trillions of dollars and they're still in power, and they're still stealing trillions of dollars and they're not going to jail, I don't know if anyone can fix it. Frankly, I think that the bankers run the world. I think that they've always run the world. I think that they're the ones who put armies against each other. And I don't think anything's changed under the sun. When I see guys missing $1.7 billion and they're not indicted, or when I see, I won't mention the man's name, said that they did a trade and they lost $5 billion, they don't know where the money went. You know where the money went, somewhere. If they had a trader in their office somewhere in Citibank who lost $5 billion for the bank, what does that mean he lost it? It fell out of his pocket in a subway? It means he made a trade and he lost on the bets, or someone made it. If someone loses it, someone makes it. Where'd the money go? Things that happen to people, you sometimes don't really know, because we all live in a bubble of our own world and our own friends and our own social circle. And very rarely do we actually meet people who are foreclosed. But it's happening, you know. People do get thrown out of their houses. And so that show woke me up to what I kind of had pushed in the back of my mind, because, you know, it's like driving past the graveyard and seeing all those tombstones. It's never going to happen to you. You're never going to die. You're never going to be buried. No one's going to ever throw that final shovel of soil on your casket. Not you, the other guy. You're never going to lose your teeth. It's the other guy who's going to lose teeth as he gets older. You're never going to get heart disease, cancer, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, etc. You're never going to get foreclosed. You know, but these things are happening to millions of Americans. And now people grasped at straws by electing Obama when he said he would straighten things out. He didn't do it. He was different. He was an outsider. He was going to tighten things up. The exact opposite came about. He's a front man for the very same forces that did it to us the first time around. Why do I say that? Why do I say that he's the same front man as Bush had? He's a front man for the same forces that put Bush in office. Why do I say it? Because nothing's changed. In other words, if the crooks who wrecked the economy by gambling and destroying the economy of the United States and its people are still in power, which they are, and the Glass-Steagall Act has not been restored, even though I'm screaming for it ever since I described it in Trickle-Up Poverty. So this was an HBO documentary, which I'm shocked that HBO would produce, given that they're such Obama worshippers. I was very moved by it, in that the unemployed people that we see are not lazy. They're not complacently collecting unemployment checks. They're desperate. They're hurting. They're looking for work. They're not like the bums on welfare that we all despise. They're not like the illegal immigrants who are on welfare who we all resent. They're not like the bums who come to this country and have 16 children just for the benefits. These are ordinary Americans who've worked all their lives and now suddenly, bing, unemployed, foreclosed. So that's why I think it's worth talking about. And I've asked you, if you're unemployed or foreclosed, you know, to give us a call. At least vent. Let America know. Bob in New York, you're first up. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Dr. Savitz. I had a heating and air conditioning business for like almost 20 years, and had my son work for me, and had a few employees. And when the economy started tanking, business got bad. I had come up with my son actually had come up with an idea for an invention. We actually got a patent and started a second business with a product. We manufactured ourselves with an accessory for the HVAC business was starting to take off. When the housing market tanked, we lost the total market for our product. I tried to hold on to that business. I invested about $300,000 in a small warehouse and factory.
So where do you stand now? This is one bad thing after another. Where are you now?
I do have a job. I mean, I got a job, you know, doing HVAC work in a, you know.
What about your house? Are you being able to pay your mortgage?
I lost my house. I'm 59 years old. At 3 years.
You lost your house, and did what? You got evicted from your house?
I was foreclosed. I couldn't make the payments. I was unemployed for...
But when you're foreclosed, do they come and evict you from the house?
Yeah.
That has to be the worst experience in a man's life, wouldn't you say?
I had to move in with my daughter and her husband for about a year till I could get back on my feet financially. I tried to pay off my creditors and stuff from both businesses.
So, Bob, given that you've been the victim of a society that's turned on you, in essence, I'd like to say an economy that's turned on you, but I would say a society that's turned on you, because the society has permitted gangsters in the banks to create a false bubble, bust the bubble out, take the money and run, and leave everyone holding the bag. It's not the economy that tanked. It's the society that tanked that didn't put these men in jail. That's how I see it. And the proof is that Obama, who came here saying he was for hope and change, has not restored the Glass-Steagall Act, even though there are 70 co-sponsors wanting to restore it. And I've been talking about it ever since trickle-up poverty. So, I mean, these are important points, very important points. It would get rid of speculative activity. Commercial and deposit banking would be protected. These derivatives, exotic instruments, MBs and CDOs, carbon swaps, would all suddenly be thrown into the trash can where they belong. These fiduciary instruments were invented by the crooks on Wall Street, and they traded in them just to make commissions. It's unbelievable to me. In every crisis, there are winners and losers, and the president calculated that he'd have more voters if he bailed people out than if he didn't. That's all. I didn't say that some people didn't benefit. Take a look at the people surrounding Nancy Pelosi. They all benefited from the Democrat contracting. Take a look at the people around Obama in the solar industry. Not one solar company has made a dime, but look at the billions of dollars they've made. I'm sure they're very happy with the green energy contracts that they got. I'm sure that those working on the Chevy Volt production line are very happy. Even though the cars cost hundreds of thousands of dollars and no one wants them, they're like the Yugo of America, the electric Yugo. There are people who love the Volt because it keeps them going. I'm sure the battery manufacturers, whether they be domestic or foreign, are very happy with the Chevy Volt. You see how these things work. Pennsylvania, Dave, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I'm an out-of-work engineer. 3 years ago, I was nearly killed in a wreck on the way to work, and I've been in the hospital 24 times since. My home's been in foreclosure. I was able to get a emergency loan, a rescue loan from the state of Pennsylvania, but that's about to run out in a few months, and my house will be in foreclosure very shortly again.
And what would happen to a man like you, David, if you lose your house, being that you're wrecked from a car wreck, your body's all wrecked up? Where are you going to go?
I'll be a street person. I have nowhere to go.
You're kidding.
No. No, I have nowhere to go. I'm on food stamps and cash assistance and medical assistance, and I'm not proud of it.
But, David, you don't have to be. See, this is the thing. I'm trying to distinguish myself from others, and I don't want to be rather confused by listeners with being others. I don't ride around like a frog in a Gulf Stream laughing at everybody on the bottom. I've come up the hard way. I've been on unemployment at brief periods of my life. I know what it's like to lose everything. But the point I'm making is, okay, so I'm doing well now, but there are millions and millions of people like you who aren't doing well. And yet you have pride. You don't want to take those benefits, but you are. Well, Dave, I wish I could help you in some dramatic way. All I can do is send you a free book that's worth $26.95. Maybe it will give you some relief. Stay on the line. We'll send you a free copy of that book. Things happen to people. You saw the story of the kid who was playing football, slipped, cut himself, got an infection, went to the hospital. They said it's nothing, gave him Tylenol, sent him home, and he died 3 days later from sepsis. So that's like very, how'd that happen? Well, there's staph on our skin, it got in the cut. So like today, I'm going to give you an example. It made me very, very paranoid. I went to a store to buy a new bread knife. I have bread knives, but I needed a new one. I wanted a sharp one. So like, you make mistakes. So I go in the store. They're all very expensive. You want the Wusthof, the Hussdorf, the sauerkraut. Give me the Wusthof. It was the cheapest one in this store. So like a fool, I said, well, is it sharp, the bread knife? She says, yes, it's very sharp. I said, well, I'll tell you why. You're ringing it up. Open it for me. Let me look at it. I wasn't paying attention. My mind was on something else. I actually had bicycled to the store, and I wanted to buy a bread knife. My mind, I'm pulling out the credit card, open the box, I run my finger over the serrated edge and cut it almost to the bone. So now the blood's running all over the store over a bread knife. Well, why did I run my finger over a bread knife for? It's like a kid, let me see if the fire's hot. So she says to the other clerk, quick, get him a Band-Aid. All right, get me a Band-Aid. So she gets me the Band-Aid, and the woman brings it over and opens it up for me. I said, I don't want a Band-Aid you've opened up. So she says, well, I'm a nurse. I said, I don't care what you are. I said, please give me a Band-Aid that you didn't open up. I said, you mean well, but I don't want an open Band-Aid. So anyway, I bicycled home. I didn't die from it, but, you know, didn't stop bleeding. It's one of those cuts. What am I getting at? I'm getting at that things happen to you when you least expect it. Innocent thing, buying a bread knife, cut your finger. Now, am I going to die tomorrow from sepsis? I hope not. My neck's stiff. Like the kid, already I feel a stiff neck. No, I'm getting like what's the illness when you think you have illness? When you, I forget. Hypochondria. I have all the symptoms of the kid who got sepsis 3 days later, within 2 hours already. My neck is stiff. I got a headache. It's probably from the bad lunch. The bad lunch. I'm going to start talking about the bad lunch. No, I did. I ate leftovers today. Awful. If I skip on a meal and don't cook a meal, I don't like cold food. But I don't want to complain, you know. I'm trying to tell you things happen. The guy who got the down in the basement on that show really freaked me out. The kid has Down syndrome. The wife loses the job. His practice dries up. He gets thrown out of his house. And he goes to clean the basement out, and he gets an illness from the rat droppings and dies. I cannot believe the things that happen to people. But, you know, I remember when I was a graduate student a very long time ago, one of the first courses I took that intrigued me was on, I forget the name of the course. At that time, I was commuting. I was a school teacher, a high school teacher, driving to C.W. Post College at night in Long Island to take a couple of courses. Oh, one was in microbiology, I remember. I was fascinated by the microbiology course. Oh, and the other was in parasitology. That's right, parasitology. And I remember reading the textbook and seeing the odd illnesses that people have, the diseases, rather, that people have contracted through the ages. I could not believe some of the things that happen to people. And one that stuck in my mind for many decades was of an Indian man in India who dove in rivers for various things, pearls or whatever, and he developed an illness, a viral infection of his nasal passages, that resulted in a small trunk that looked like an elephant's trunk that grew from his nose, became like an elephant's trunk. I said, I can't believe my eyes. It looks like a man who became an elephant. So given that I'm somewhat mystical in my view of the world, and somewhat spiritually mystical and also somewhat scientific, I said, this may be an illness and it may be related to this particular virus, but to me it looks like the reincarnation, a reincarnation of an individual in this life. Maybe he was mean to an elephant in a past life. You see, this is how I try to sort things out in my own mind. Does it make sense? To me it did. Not anymore. I'm too much of a pragmatist today. I'll be right back.
Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know, this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It's great for your cartilage. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-946-9745.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? By reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free. Now, during the break, by the way, I told you I do very odd things during the breaks. I told you I went and bought a bread knife and cut my finger by foolishly running my finger on the edge to see. It was sharp. I knew I was paying too much. I mean, being originally from New York, I never pay retail. But I paid retail. I was on a bike, and I was an average suburban guy. I go into Williams-Sonoma. I buy a Wusthof Grand Prix, too. I knew $79 for a bread knife. Every instinct in me, every New York instinct of never pay retail went off. Every alarm bell. But I bought it. I just looked at it on the internet. It says, buy new, $49.95. I knew I got ripped off. That's a big... See, $80 when it's a $50 knife? I mean, I wouldn't care if it was $5 more. So now I got to bring it back. How much is that going to cost me? With the blood on it. Grand Prix 2. I know that's junk. You know, knives. Guys in the street from Somalia sell knives. I like the sets. You know the sets of the wood blocks? They're usually very poor. You go in some stores, it looks like a World War I military museum with the knives. Some people are afraid of knives. My mother, God rest her soul, didn't like sharpened knives. She wanted the... You couldn't find a knife in the house to cut meat. You had to, like, chop at it with a bread. Mom in heaven would be laughing. No, she didn't like sharp knives. I can't stand a dull knife myself. I like very sharp. Very, very sharp. So what am I getting at? Who knows what I'm getting at? Look, it's like anything else. There's deceptive advertising out there. So, see, you got to be very careful. I mean, I guess it's caveat emptor, right? Well, look out for yourself because you're going to get ripped off. Buy new, $199. Oh, that's for the whole Wusthof set. Grand Prix 2 7-piece block set. That's such like a cheap wedding gift to get them like a block of knives. Oh, let's play the menial jobs piece. Can I hear the menial jobs in clip one? I'm going to list for you all the menial jobs I've held in my life. And I challenge anyone listening to this show to prove to me that Barack Obama has ever, ever in his life been a factory worker, drugstore sweeper, mowed lawns, shoveled snow, walked dogs, delivered newspapers, been a lifeguard, busboy, waiter, been a bronze cleaner, shoe shiner, pumped gas, changed tires, or washed cars. Those are just some of the menial jobs I, Michael Savage, have held in my life as a young kid and as a teenager to make enough money to, you know, keep things going, whatever, for myself, to go to college, to help out with what my parents gave me, the ability to go to college, but I had to support myself while going to college. Obama never supported himself. He's an elitist. He was supported by his grandmother and his grandfather, and yet he gets away with, I'm a poor black man. I'm an oppressed black man, and white liberals are so internally guilty that they voted for him and still think, oh, this is historic. Here's a poor black man who rose up from nothing and became president. Nothing could be further from the truth. But it's not about whether he was poor or rich. I'm glad he didn't have to be a factory worker or mow lawns or shovel snow or walk dogs or deliver newspapers or be a busboy and work 16 hours a day or shine shoes or pump gas or change tires or wash cars. I'm glad that he had a rich grandmother or a hardworking grandmother so he could go to Occidental College and, you know, blow dope and snort coke and have a good time and then go on to Columbia and party until he discovered that he was really going to get farther by identifying with his black roots and pretending to be an oppressed minority. Look how it's worked for him. So now that that's worked for him, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to continue to play that card. He's going to continue to play the class envy card, the class warfare card, by turning the have-nots against the have. I got to tell you a snow shoveling story. I almost got dyslexic. I almost said a snow shoveling story. Savage for president, someone just wrote. We have better politics and good meatballs. Symbol shot. Okay. A snow story. I have a friend. He's my attorney, Dan Horowitz. So Dan is Jewish. Dan grew up in Maspeth, Queens, which was a very German-Polish neighborhood, very non-Jewish neighborhood. Dan used to have to go do things like I just talked about. And he used to shovel snow. He said every time he'd go up to a certain woman, Mrs. Ryan, to ask if he could shovel her driveway, she'd say, no, go away. This went on for years. As the years turned and as Dan went to law school, he found out that Mrs. Ryan was actually a Nazi war criminal hiding in Queens, New York, and Maspeth, who was eventually deported back to Germany to face trial for having worked in one of the death camps. So you see, you can learn, Mr. Obama, even from shoveling snow, if you have an open heart and an open mind. You can even learn by shoveling snow. You don't have to resent the people whose snow you shovel. Whose snow you shovel. Yeah, that's right. Whose snow you shovel. You can even learn from shoveling snow. You can learn a lot from doing anything. No, truthfully, if you really have an open mind, open heart, you can learn from anything. The Wusthof Grand Prix 2, they ripped me off. That's also on my mind. I feel so angry that right after the show, I'm rushing back to Williams-Sonoma with the bread knife. I knew I paid retail. Okay, I'm from New York, so retail is the enemy of us from New York. We don't pay retail. We know someone. We get a discount. $79.95 for a bread knife, and it was the cheapest one I figured. I knew it was worth less, but by this margin, I didn't think. $49 on eBay for the same thing, brand new. Local merchandise tax, 8%, so that goes to the government of the state of California, $6.40. Food tax, zero. They didn't get me for food tax. No health tax. Candy snack tax. You can't believe the list of taxes in the state of California.